Good Vach, everybody. Thank you for coming. We have guests over here from Yeshiva. What Yeshiva are you from? Anyway. Okay, maybe don't say which Yeshiva you're from. You don't want to embarrass the Yeshiva, you know? Anyway, we say a Maisa every week. I had from my Rebbe, Rebbe Zinuas. Says over from his Rebbe, Reb Don Segel, that's a school of Shefa, to say over this Maisa on Matzah Shabbos, Puri Tzadikim. So we say it over. There's a Maisa with a Yid in Prague who had a dream for three nights in a row that there's a treasure under the brick by the Ramah over there, that town. And three nights in a row, he said, you know what? Must be something serious. He took his wagon, drove down there with a shovel, and the guards stopped him. What are you doing? He said, I had a dream three nights in a row that there's a treasure under this in this pole by the bridge. We want to dig it up. They said, Meshuggah, we had a dream that there's a Yid in Prague. This is this address. Three nights in a row, behind this oven, there's a treasure. And you think, you see us going to Prague? He said, get out of here. And that was his house. He went home, took apart the oven, and behind there was a treasure, and he was set for life. Let him have Shefa this week. Panos Berevach, Shaduchim, Bekarov. The college make a lot of money, so that she should be able to give you. He's engaged, this guy. Chesky Lefkowitz is engaged to Man, the singers. Your grandfather was the Bat Tefillah in Cleveland? Great grandma's Bat Tefillah in Tells?
Yeah.
You knew him?
I heard
of the mission. You lived in Tells, no? He wasn't there when you were there?
Yeah,
he was, but he
was
pretty
retired.
The Tells Janusha. I heard it. Garinator, get the tapes. Okay, we are up to. You ready, guys? Chav Bezom and Bez in Chulin. Boyer Abzera. So we've said that there's a difference between a tar and a yaina. A tar is a dove. I keep on mixing this up. Tar is a dove and a yaina is a pigeon. Right? No, if I can't. Yaina is a pigeon, tar is a dove. Yain is a dove, tar is a pigeon.
Right.
The article has a faker, by the way. I think they made a mistake. Yeah. I think they made a mistake. Article can't be made a mistake, right? Not possible.
I don't know.
See? Guys can go back, talk to a blazer about this. Impossible. The article made a mistake.
The blazer
told me that he gave his shver, gives a daf. A shver had to go to the doctor's appointment. He asked him to give the daf. In the middle of Yavamas. So Reb Leizer, the daf, I involve, I don't remember when the daf. He comes back to me, he says, it's geferlich, how do you give the daf? What's the problem? Reb Shiva knows the daf. This guy starts asking me kashas from Reb Kiva Eger. I said, no, you gotta shut, everybody has to shut the article. Learn from regular Gemara. Everybody's talking with the article. You gotta shut the regular Gemara, and then nobody has any kashas. Or you have to take the article beforehand, read the whole, all the notes, so you know everything. When the guy says, oh, yeah, it's a Chag Nelson, it's the Baal Turim, the Shilta Gemara, says, oh, you know this? Otherwise, the guy vibes, and you know, Reb Leizer is like thrown off. He's like, this guy's hocking me about Rabbi Kiva Eger and Ksubas. Like, the guy's about, like, doesn't know Gemara. Anyway, so this is what the shir is about. It's very similar, because they have the article, these guys, so. Good luck. Barab Zera, Hai Marealai Oilam and Atoyrim. So a guy says he wants to bring Oilam and Atoyrim, Oimim Bnei Yoino. It seems to be he's saying both. We had a big argument this afternoon about this. Rashi says, I don't know. Where's Rashi? You know what? They're looking at the wrong Rashi. They did. They were looking at the Rashi in the Gemara before. That Rashi and Gemara before that they Mr. Revel, Mr. Rosenthal brought, Yishver brought it. I think it's wrong. Okay, Barab Zera, I'm going to learn the way I thought I was supposed to learn. They mixed me up. So basically, there's a stage in the bird. Both birds have the same stage. So a tur is only good when it's older. We had only when it's developed. We said the reason is because it doesn't leave its mate. It's connected to Klal Yisrael, Gan Samaisa. A Yaina is a very fierce bird. So you don't wait till it gets older because it's a very fierce, nasty bird. So you only shechta when it's younger. So it's like a calm...
Behaves,
yeah. There was no medication those days. The behavioral was off the charts. So this guy says he wants to bring minatoyer minayoyna, the heavy tchilzatziv. Tchilzatziv is when the net around the animal starts getting this gold feathers, gold color. That's not good. Saiba Torah, saiba yoyna. So the problem is this guy made a nether, sort of a nether, to bring a Torah or a yoyna, and then and now he's bringing this tchilzatziv, which is neither. It's not good for a Torah, not good for a yoyna. And then you weren't yetzer your nether. So mal sveika hava. So Gemara has a shaila. It's a suffik v'nafik. He's yetzer. Oy dilma beri hava le'nafik. It's beri from atzma. It's its own species. Its own zach. It's not a tar. It's not a yain. It's neither. So mele you're not yetzer. So Gemara wants to bring a raya that it's its own thing from the Gemara before. I'm gonna rava toshma prat. Prat, one second, I'm not telling you now. No, no, Rashi's right. I'm not telling you now.
Because the whole idea is...
Yeah, it is both, Rashi's right, take it back.
If you have matzah, but you're for sure you're outside if it's a suffix. Right? The only way you can do that is if you brought both.
They're not good, it's not good for either one of them.
In the tzivu, but you had a question about whether you brought
both. No, I know, but it's not good in either one of them. So he brought both, a Torah and a Yoyna.
But it doesn't matter if it's Zivu.
Right, that's the Rashi speaks out, because Mamanar Shach is Yoytza, because he made an edit to bring both. So if he brings Saya Torah and Saya Yoyna, Mamanar Shach, it's a good bird. One either or, but he brings both.
So if he brings both and it's both whatever, then it's fine. But if it's tzivu, then if tzivu is a suffix.
If it's a tar, then it's good. If it's a yayna, it's also good.
If it's tzivu is a suffix, then if he brought both, then he's for sure you would say no matter what. Because either it's too young or too old.
Why can't it be that they're both young? He said he's going to bring only one of them, old or young? I know, but what do you say? What do you want?
He wants to bring one.
Either a tar or a yaino.
And he brought both of them in Sihub. So if Sihub is a suffix, then it doesn't matter. You're not a shav, since you brought both birds, you're yotzi or never. But if it's very much neyatzma, then you're not yotzi.
Im gedoylem hem yotzim shem tarim. Im gedoylem yotzim shem ne yaino. And what if it's none?
Then you want none.
Why can it be none?
Very much
neyatzma. Oh, that's very much neyatzma. Saying that the other side is that's not a Berif Na'atzman, it's either a Torah or a Yoyna.
You
said one of them. I gotcha. Okay, fine. We'll let you go with that. See, Shver is right. Okay, we got to call him up. I'm going to have a Toshma. Huh?
He's here tomorrow.
He's here tomorrow? Stayed overnight. Can't drive at night? By the way, could he drive from my house? I have to send the car for service for him. He says he could drive, but really I should send somebody in for him. It's Thursday night. Could he stay for Shabbos with you? Tell me now. What do you mean, maybe? If you ask me if my shver could stay for Shabbat, I say yes.
If he asks me.
Is there a problem?
I'll say yes.
Is there a problem?
If he asks me, I'll say yes, but I don't know what he wants to do.
Chaska, get ready for this. Your shver has to stay, maybe.
You want me to ask him?
No, your shver is going to allow to stay. If your father has to stay, your wife will say maybe. The what? Okay. Let's go weiter. So we try to bring a raya that it's buried for Na'atzma. Amar Rav Toshma, bring Rav in the Gemara before. Prat l'tchilas atziyuv, shebezev shebezev, shepasol. The Gemara says that we have a pasuk, min atorim oimim b'nei ayoino, that tells you that tchilas atziyuv is pasol side by Torah, side by ayoino. So the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk to tell you that? Yeah, I'm showing bari ahava, shaper, that's why you need a pasuk to tell you that's not good. Eliyah amrit, sveika ahava, it's called mutis sveika. The pasuk comes to tell you sveika. There's no sveika kabbish amaya. Hashem doesn't have a suffix. So why would Hashem, why would it be a pasuk to tell you suffix? That makes no sense. So Melo, it has to be that the Gemara before has learned that it's a bari b'nei atzmai. And Melo, that's when you're a pasuk to might. So Gemara says, ki yitzakra, you're wrong. Really, maybe you're going by, then it's not a barrier. It's a suffix. Aye, what are you a pasuk for? You're right, it's only a smach to mama. That's what Rashi learns. And what's the pasuk of ma'isa kanti ma'ayit? L'mute nirva v'nevad. Rashi said takes out roiva because a bird can't be meraveya. If you know the anatomy. Speak to the doctor here, I'll tell you. Nirva v'nevad. So soldat ha'mino. Hayov ha'ksiv ki mashchasam v'hem mumbam. So why would you think that not? Why would you think that yeah? What do you need a mir for? Why would you think not? Because you need a pasuk to tell you that nirva v'nevad is not kosher by a bird. Why? Because you would think that since the halacha, I'll just tell you what the Gemara says, and I'll read it inside. Since the halacha is that a mum by a bird does not passel, only by a behemoth, so mela, if a mum doesn't passel, so nirva never also doesn't passel. Ki mashchasa bum mum bum. Matana baby shmal kol makasha mashchasa. What does mashchasa mean? El dvar erva. Dvar is coming. Dvar erva. How do you know the ksiv? Ki shus kabas adak ha'aretz in Noach. So you see that hashkosa means avayzchom and dvar erva. So now the Gemara says kol shamun pesel ba dvar erva avayzchom pesel ba kol shamun pesel ba and dvar erva avayzchom pesel ba. Hani oifus hoyvle possible muma. Don't mar tam zachs behema. Ben tam zachs ba oifus. There's no such thing. Aim of dvar erva avayzchom nami loy livso bukmashon. That's when you need a pasuk to tell you that it does pasel. Now, Rashi says something very interesting. If you look at Rashi, we never learn Rashi, but you guys had the Yeshiva Bachamayas, so we have to learn a little Rashi. It's not a joke, I'm serious. Rashi says that that by a oif, what doesn't pasul, dukin shibayin, these guys learn kachim, these are bekiyim and kachim. By a oif, you learn this Gemara, dukin shibayin does not pasul, and any mumu katam don't pasul. What about mum gadol or chusar ever? So Rashi says it does pass the chusar ever. Mishum akrevei no lefechasecho. Akrevei no lefechasecho. Yaitzecho lefanecho. Hashem tzevakos. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk that says so. Even though there's no mum by oifus, the chusar ever Rashi holds it will be pasuk by oifus. Tois says a hold him shat. Tois argues Rashi. He brings down from Rav Aram and Greensprung. It sounds like somebody from around the corner. But I never saw the name. But Tosis brings down a whole different shot. Tosis says that's two psukim. One pasuk come for this, one pasuk come for that. Tosis says a whole different thing. Oh, sorry, that's the first thing. That's for the first thing. Rashi Smach, the next Tosis. Tosis says from a whole different thing. He says it's not Hakifei Nova Chasecha. It's from I don't know what. Something else. Forgot what. Anyway, Vayit Nigamara, Vayit Nesugya. Welcome. Want a piece of cheesecake? You could use it.
No one's had cheesecake in the longest time. The Yemenite is bringing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like it looks good. It looks full.
Are you kidding me? I want to puke.
Everybody in the shul is on a shot. These guys, you don't know this in BMG, but basically everybody's on a shot. They have no self-control, so they'll be on the shot. They're coming out with a shot for movies. They take the shot, you don't want to watch. Trying to get it from my boys.
My colds, but...
Soon they'll have it. They'll have a shot for everything.
You're just jealous, that's all.
I work hard.
I know. That's why I said you're jealous.
I'm thinking about taking it for the last 5 pounds. It might work.
You'll be so sick. Yeah, no,
you get sick from it, right?
You put one in here.
When you're fat.
Oh, very nice. Lavi, when did you put this in?
Your body. A few weeks ago. Food. I got to put another one over there.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. I realized that. Oh, my gosh. I said I'm going to freeze. And then I realized, you do need another one in here. Make it all toasty warm.
We'll do a fire pit. Okay, Vaiter. Thanks for interrupting us. We were on a good roll. Where are we up to? So, boy, Reb Zera. Hoy ma'ariya lai oilus behemo. A guy says, I want to bring oilus behemo in an ayol. Hoy min ha'keves. So, okay, this is an interesting thing. An ayol is good for from 13 months on. A keves, is good till 12 months. Ben Shana. From 12 months to 13 months is 1 month. That it's called a palgus. Palgus nishtahi nishtaher. It's nothing.
I'm going to tell everyone, look at note 21.
That's chil siv?
It's the same idea.
Same idea, yeah. It's not chil siv. That's not a bird. Talking about animal.
So we don't get hung up.
It's the same idea. It's in between.
Because Gary got hung up on this 2 nights ago. You got hung up on it today. Everyone what? Look at note 21.
Palgus? I got this. Okay, palgus. That's what palgus is. So this guy, he made a nether to bring a carbon. And the Maisi brings this palgus. What is palgus? Is palgus an aisle, palgus a keves? What is it? Or it's the berry of Na'atzmai. Berry of Na'atzmai, you're not yoitza. So I'll leave it there, B'yechanon, leite b'yelach. I'm a berry hava. The Tanan, he krivu, maybe I love nische aisle. Vein oilam zivchay. It doesn't count, but he brings nische aisle. So according to B'yechanon, vamo yechanon oil aisle, or rabbis a palgus. So according to him, there's no question. Keep the b'yelach, I'll leave it there by pada. The Amar Maisi umasni. So me aminon ba'ayel v'keves masna beberial masna. You can't make a tanai. I dilma berinai masna. I'm gonna eat beri aval have a kulin adavim. If it's good, then it's good. Then it's not gonna work. They stick. If it's not good, if it's a berin masna, it's kulin adavim. Take cool because we don't know what this palgus is. How it shtels avek. Barav zera. Another thing. I'm a real lachmitayda. So we know lachmitayda is four sets of carbs that you bring. Okay, one of them is matzahs, 10 breads of matzah. The kohen gets your kohen, so you remember, one of each. You always go to ask for the sourdough. So one of each. Now this guy says, I really like me to eat the chametz, I mean a matzah, either or. The heavy se'or, what's the or? So or is the middle seer. Yeah, all right. It's a good thing you have the art school, otherwise you would say se'or.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
seer, sorry. So, seer, that's another thing with the art school. If guys, everybody knows how to pronounce everything. In the old days, it was a kvi, it was a koi, nobody asked any questions. You know what I mean? Rebbe said something, shook him with the cup. Today, everybody corrects. So basically, there's two, machoikis from Yehuda and Meir, what makes something chametz. Meir says, hichsif panov. Hixapana means it gets like white. I don't know. Mr. Bell says white. I thought not white.
It is
white?
The article says white.
Oh, okay.
Can I get that? You bake it a long time, but the beginning it's white. It starts to ferment.
Okay, at a certain age, you get white.
Like Ellie Hellman said, it's a nice sheen.
Okay, you get white. Hellman. Get white. That's where a mayor holds. Reb Yehuda holds, Karnach HaGovim. They got the grasshopper cracks, like the sourdough. You ever see a sourdough? It's got the... So the Gemara has a Shiloh. If I say I'm going to bring from chametz or matzah, but heavy seer, like Gary says, mao seer the man, e seer the remeir, the Yehuda matzah myos. That's regular matzah because it doesn't have chayin chagovim. E the Yehuda the remeir chametzu, we the remeir the remeir mid luckily chametzu. So what's going? What's the question? Elo Yehuda Yehuda my sveika have enoughik manav shoch. I don't bury evil enoughik. That's the question. What's the seers? We don't know. I have Amar Avuna. I'm a Harei Olai Lachmi Toida. Maybe Toida Velachmo. We keep the Chayim with Toida Velachmo. Hola Yoda Igavri Chometzu Leisi Matzah. Matzah Leisi Chometz. So to Gemara, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying if you hold Zaberi from the Atzma, we have a Shiloh. We have a Shiloh. Zaberi from the Atzma, not Zaberi from the Atzma. Even if you hold that it's whatever you hold it is, it's real Chometz. You still don't know what you should bring because right now it's a middle stage. You don't know. You have a chiv to bring four different types of breads. So what are you bringing? So you got a fundamental issue over here.
Fundamental issue.
Letzricha, so Mara says a different case. Amar rei laichal lifted toidel shel pleini. Mara says a big deal. How do you answer the question? Soif, halo yod ha'i gavri, chometzu de leisi matzi, matzu de leisi chometzu. This guy still doesn't know. Letzricha, why am I lifter? It's not lifter. Mepe gavri yodei nidroi nafik or loy nafik. That's the question. The question is, Could you be yotze your nether that you're going to bring a bread for this guy? What does that mean? Rashi says, What it means is you can't bring this bread because this bread, you don't know what it is. But you could redeem it and buy bread for a taida. Could you do that or you can't even do that? And that's the Gemara Shaila. Teku. Agutavach. We'll continue as soon as he comes. The pizza.